Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celenti, and it's Wednesday, December 3rd, 2025. And we have with us the real man of men, and the proof is right here, as we say about when it comes to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and law, Judge Andrew Napolitano. And Judge, you know, you're on the front page of Drudge Report. You're all over the news now because of a... what you did yesterday on Newsmax. And this is the headline with Newsmax, Newsmax legal analyst Andrew Napolitano destroys Pete Hegseth in stunning commentary. Quote, should be prosecuted for a war crime. Newsmax senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano argued on Tuesday that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, a little arrogant boy, a little clown that used to play a jerk off over there on Fox News, that's now our Secretary of Defense, or is it war? I forgot. Should be prosecuted for a war crime over his order to kill everyone aboard an alleged drug smuggling boat in early September.
Well, you know, since then he's killed 81 people. Well, I suppose he's killed 70 people because 11 were killed on this boat. But it just came out now that there were the two survivors from the original attack. And the Washington Post found seven sources who reported to it that it went up the chain of command. What do we do about the survivors? And Hegseth gave a verbal order to the Admiral. Admiral Bradley also arguably should be court-martialed for a war crime to kill the two survivors. The whole business of killing is, of course, profoundly unconstitutional and utterly criminal under the laws of the United States, under international law, whether you accept the concept of international law or not. And of course, under the laws of the country from countries from which these people came. If Congress declares war on a country, then American troops can legally fight the troops of that country. If Congress does not declare war on a country and the president wants someone from that country dead because of what they did, you have to charge them with a crime that is a capital offense, arrest them, and prosecute them. I mean, Trump and Hegseth can no more kill these people on the high seas because they claim they're transporting drugs than the police in a major city could execute a drug dealer because they witnessed the distribution of the drugs. That's why we have a constitution. That's why we have this thing called due process. That's why we have restraints on the government. But Pete Hegseth, who of course I know and with whom I worked for 7 or 8 years at Fox, seems to be glorying in all of this killing and maintains that he and Trump have seen what they won't share with the rest of us for comments on, a legal opinion from the Justice Department somehow justifying this killing. I'm laughing because legal opinions are not secret, and it is inconceivable to me on what laws they based their opinion, if such an opinion even exists.
You know, here's a clip of what the judge said on Newsmax.
Judge Andrew Napolitano is joining us with this senior judicial analyst. Again, the White House is very clear that they were acting within the scope of the law. The orders were given to take out these boats, and this continues on to their effort to stop drug trafficking here in the States. It does get a little murky of what happened in terms of the orders, who carried what, who said what. Talk to us about that.
Well, I wish the White House would reveal to us the laws on which the president is relying. He says he has an opinion from the Justice Department, but neither the Justice Department or the White House will offer it for public scrutiny. And it gives me no pleasure to say what I'm about to say, because I worked with Pete Hegseth for 7 or 8 years at Fox News. This is an act of a war crime. Ordering survivors who the law requires be rescued instead to be murdered. There's absolutely no legal basis for it. Everybody along the line who did it,
from the Secretary of Defense to the Admiral to the people who actually pulled the trigger, should be prosecuted for a war crime for killing these two people, which Pete Hegseth first denied that he gave the order, and then the White House said he did give the order, and then the White House said it was in self-defense. Self-defense? You got two people in the ocean clinging to a burning boat to stay alive, and they're going to be killed for self-defense? That doesn't make any sense. Well, the law of armed conflict says survivors have to be rescued. They can't be killed. That's very clear. It's in the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and it's in federal law. So we'll see where this goes. I think that both houses of Congress are going to investigate it.
You know, Judge, you write in an article, and we publish this article in the Trends Journal.
And thank you for publishing it, by the way.
Well, thank you for what you're doing. And it's called Murder for Christmas is the thing. And you go on to say that based on evidence, he says he has and chooses not to share, Trump has designated these folks in speedboats as narco-terrorists and argued that his designation offers him legal authority to kill them. But, quote, narco-terrorist, as you just said, is a political phrase, not a legal one. There's no designation or defined term in American law. Labeling them confers no additional legal authority. Again, you go on to write here, lawyers, what they say, the Department of Justice, on, and you go on to say that that you can kill these boat people. This is the same office that told President George W. Bush that he could legally torture prisoners, and Barack Obama that he could legally kill unindicted Americans, including a child overseas. I'm mentioning this because these are evil people. If they weren't politicians in government, you'd call them gangsters.
Right.
And just to make this 1,000% clear, hey, F you, Salenti, I'm a politician. I could kill, slaughter, steal, and rob anything I want. They're gangsters. They are not representatives of we the people as I see it.
They'd be in jail if they hadn't been clothed with the immunity that the government gives them, although for war crimes, there's no immunity. I mean, Hegseth should be removed from office and his successor should convene a court-martial for Admiral Bradley and everybody else who obeyed Admiral Bradley's law. And the Justice Department, probably not this, but a succeeding Justice Department, should prosecute Hegseth for the war crime of ordering the murder of innocents. Originally, he denied that he ordered the second targeting of this boat. There's a targeting. There's 11 people on the boat. They target the boat. It blows up, and 9 of them die. Two of them are seen in the water, hanging on to remnants of the boat, hoping that they'll be rescued. Now, under the law, if you attack, you're the military, and you attack a boat, and you fail to kill everybody, you have a duty to rescue those whom you failed to kill.
No.
Hegseth says, I didn't know about this. I never ordered the second strike that killed the two survivors. The White House said, Hegseth did order the second strike to kill the two survivors. Hegseth then said, I left the room. I watched the attack. There was too much smoke and fire, so I didn't know about these survivors. I was too busy to concern myself with them. But the Admiral did that. Blame the Admiral. And by the way, the Admiral was right to do it. Finally, some Republicans in Congress are getting the testicular fortitude to investigate this. I think you're going to see serious investigations in the House and in the Senate.
Now, this is so sad what's happened to this country. And again, it's been going on for how long, you know, for all our lives.
The reason I mention the Office of Legal Counsel is this is not an attack on Republicans. Republicans and Democrats do this. There's another culprit here. And you and I have ranted and raved against this culprit, and that's the Congress. Congress doesn't do a damn thing. The Congress lets presidents fight wars. The Congress lets presidents torture people. The Congress lets presidents murder people, and it does nothing.
Yep. No, it's just so disgusting. You know, again, everybody, this whole article you have, you know, it's about what they've done and calling them narco-terrorists. And you said this is a made-up thing. But let's go back to the reality that no one talks about other than us and in the Trends Journal about how Trump tried to overthrow the Venezuelan government back when he was president the last term.
Right. And he tried to install some young kid as a president.
Yeah, Guaido, Juan Guaido. Right. A right. little boy of nothing.
Right, who's now a grad student in Miami.
Yeah. And here's the clip, just to make this 1,000% clear.
That's why my administration reversed the failing policies of the previous administration on Cuba. We are supporting the hopes of Cubans, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans to restore democracy. The United States is leading a 59-nation diplomatic coalition against the socialist dictator of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro. Maduro is an illegitimate ruler, a tyrant who brutalizes his people, but Maduro's grip on tyranny will be smashed and broken. Hear this?
All right.
And then he went on, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, to introduce Juan Guaido, who was in the audience of that speech.
Yep. Yep. And everybody stand up and applauded. Everybody. All the little arrogant little clowns. And again, zero to do with narco terrorists. No, he's an illegal, you know, dictator, ruler, a socialist, communist. Nothing about drugs. How about oil? Like I said, you think the United States would have invaded Iraq, Libya, and Syria if their major export was broccoli? This is all about stealing their oil. Nothing to do with narco-terrorism. What do you think?
Well, I think you're 100% correct. And I'm trying to figure out the connection with the president of Honduras, who was convicted in federal court here in New York City of engaging in a conspiracy to distribute 400 tons of cocaine and was sentenced to 45 years in jail. Trump just pardoned him yesterday, and he's now a free man. I thought Trump was against drugs to the point where he's willing to kill people who he thinks miraculously can drive a speedboat with that has a distant maximum distance of 60 miles, 1,500 miles to the United States. That makes no sense. But yet he pardons this drug kingpin. You can't make this up. I mean, the inconsistency in behavior makes you wonder, what's the motivation here? Is it financial for the president? Is it financial for the United States? It's not ideological. The president doesn't have an ideology.
Again, what you just mentioned, there's an article in this week's Trends Journal. Trump pardons former President Honduras, who partnered with top drug traffickers while he's bombing alleged drug boats in the Caribbean. The hypocrisy of this. And again, I'm sick and tired of hearing this pardon shit. What a bunch of crap this is. One criminal after another. Pardon, pardon, pardon. You get pulled over by a cop. You're 0.1% over the drinking limit. They throw you into jail. But you can pardon all these clowns. Who made up that? What country is this? I'm the president. I could pardon any criminal that I want.
Well, it is in the Constitution, but no one has used it the way Trump has.
I don't believe the Constitution bullshit either of us. Who the fuck is a president to pardon anybody? How about we're all equal? President. It's a crime syndicate. It's not a government. Again, by the facts. In this article that you've written, it's so heartbreaking to read this. And both President Trump and Secretary Hegseth have taken an oath to preserve the Constitution of the United States. In their unbridled zeal to rid country of illicit drugs, not a military responsibility, they've rejected the words and values of the Constitution and have assumed to themselves power that international law, federal law, state laws, and natural law all expressly forbid. I mean,
that's where we are, and the Congress does nothing.
Yep. The Congress does nothing. You say here, but you write about that as well. The controversy over Trump's killing was rubbed raw recently when six members of Congress, all military or intelligence community veterans, produced a video making accurate statements in which they advised members of the military that they are required to disobey illegal orders. The six declined to back down when the president accused them of sedition and treason and threatened them with death.
Well, sedition is the advocacy of the overthrow of the United States government by force. That's not involved here. Treason, of course, is waging war in the United States or providing aid and comfort to those who do. That's not here. I was partially critical of these six members of Congress, even though they didn't back down when they went on the talk shows and were asked what orders were given that were illegal and ought to have been disobeyed. They didn't state. It's obvious what orders. The orders to kill non-combatants on the high seas are illegal orders. I wish they had finished the argument that they started.
They're cowards. Unfortunately, they're Congress. They spelled Congress wrong. It's cowards, not Congress. Little pieces of scum crap that keep sucking off the public tit and never work a day in their lives after they get in there and make hundreds of millions of dollars like Pelosi and the other clowns out there. And talking about Trump and what bullshit he spewed when he was running for president, I want immediate peace. Yep. That's he said during on January 20th. I'm moving quickly to end wars, settle conflicts, and restore the planet to peace. I want peace. January 25th of this year. Yep. One lie after another. You ready? We want to have peace on earth all over. That's when he was running for president, September 2024.
He has funded genocide in Gaza. He has attacked the Houthis in Yemen. He has funded the Ukrainians in Ukraine. And now he's about to attack Venezuela. This is the guy who says he wants peace.
I'm not going to start a war. I'm going to stop wars. That's October 20th, 2024, when he's running for president so that the morons and imbeciles could swallow the shit that he's spewing out. Hell, you forgot about Judge. You didn't talk about, what is that place, Somalia, that they bombed over 100 times?
Right.
No, this is terrible what's going on. And I'm going to tell you it's going to get worse because here's the cover of your Trends Journal this week. When all else fails, they take you to war and it's failing. All the facts are there. One country after another in Europe is building up their military as they're going broke, going deep in debt. We got to stop them Russians. When all else fails, they take you to war. Oh, the numbers just came out before we went on the air about how many people were fired and how It the economy is going down bad. Only the rich are getting richer. Everybody else is getting poorer. And we're in very, very difficult times. And everybody, if you want to see what's going on, what you're not going to see anywhere else, go to Judging Freedom. Judge, who do you have coming up?
I have Aaron Maté at 11, the great Phil Giraldi at 3, and at 3:45 in a piece called Pete Hegseth, the Self-Made War Criminal, Scott Ritter.
All right. There's a real man, all of them. Judge, thanks for being on. Thanks for all that you do. And remember, go to Judging Freedom. You're going to see what you don't see anywhere else. Thanks, Judge.
Thank you, Gerald. All the best, my friend.